On another Tuesday morning, and about this time each Tuesday of a week, we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Glad you could be here on your regular time here, and we're on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. We'll roll right into
what... Glad to join you guys this morning.
Oh, I tell you what. You're sitting there with your coffee with your feet propped up and everything. Buddy the dog by your side. I'm sure the picture of the poker-playing dogs up beside you on the wall there is showing its good colors.
Is there a little fog on the lake?
Down perfectly, Carl.
Is there a little fog on the lake, too, Dennis?
No, actually, it's pretty clear this morning.
I can never figure out.
Maybe a little bit misty, but
yeah.
But a beautiful morning.
I can never figure out if the water is colder than the air or hotter than the air. It makes that little fog that, you know, steam.
Usually we get fog on the lake when it's real cold.
Okay.
The water temperature is higher than the ambient temperature,
oh.
So we get fog off the lake.
But Professor Dennis
Whittingham. It didn't happen very often.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. You've said today you wanted to talk about service intervals. So what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is brought on by I was roaming around online the last couple of days, and I came across a piece on somebody that obviously didn't know anything about the car business, was writing about how to save money during these high gas price times by extending the service intervals on your automobile.
Oh,
nothing could be worse advice right now. This is just so counter to what we're experiencing in the shops. I had to bring it up again. I cannot tell you the number. We've been shocked by the number of major repairs that we've had to do on late model, relatively low mileage cars. And the culprit is usually, not adhering to oil maintenance schedule. Now, you know, there's a lot of old adages that you could extend your intervals for oil changes from 3,000 to 4,000 or 5,000 miles. And there was a time when you could actually get away with that. I mean, as oil began to evolve and we got into the period where we had semi-synthetic oil, it was healthy enough to last a little bit longer than the 3,000 mile interval. But, it's amazing in the past few years, 3 or 4 years, how much more complicated vehicles have become. You know, they're chasing better fuel mileage and more efficiency. And so they're increasing the tolerances on engines as far as the journals, as far as the clearance is concerned. And they're using a lot of different things, like, for instance, a lot of engines right now, your oil pressure actually sets the engine timing. And so what we're finding on a lot of these things, that this oil, if it becomes a little bit dirty or sludgy, it will actually damage some of these devices that are incorporated into these engines. And we're talking about repair bills of thousands of dollars
wow.
to replace or to repair some of these things. And, you know, this is exacerbated by the fact we've been very fortunate throughout all this rigmarole that's been going on about supply chains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's finally come home to roost. We've got cars that are sitting, waiting as long as 6 months for parts that we just can't get. The manufacturers are that far behind as far as the production of them.
Wow. Are these exotic parts or something?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I've got a luxury brand of an automobile, which I won't mention, that's got surprisingly low miles on it, sitting in our shop in Asheville, that the engine is bad on it, that it shouldn't be happening to this car with this few miles on it. But GM is telling us that it's going to be 6 months before we can get a engine for this car.
Wow.
So these people have got a very expensive car sitting there that they can't use for 6 months until we can get the parts to repair it.
Mm.
And we've got multiple sources. We constantly shop for the best price on quality parts to try to keep them at the lowest price we possibly can. And we've reached out to a half a dozen, other than the manufacturer, GM. We've got a lot of rebuilders that we do business with that are very reputable, mm-hmm. offer wonderful warranties, but they are in the same boat. They're running anywhere to 6 to 9 months behind on a lot of their production. So this is on top of the prices that we're having to charge for these parts. So, folks, an oil change is, in very most cases, is less than $40. And that is chump change as opposed to the repairs that you can incur. You're not saving a lot of money by taking a chance on extending your intervals on your services. It is very important with these cars, particularly if you've got a late model car, with a dealer or with your car care provider, to be aware of the service intervals, have your service schedule, and follow it religiously.
You know,
we try to help our customers to do this. We build it around oil changes. They come in every 3,000 miles for an oil change. And then we know that they need tire rotation every 10,000 miles. So we every third oil change, then we recommend that they have their tires rotated.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us an opportunity to check the brakes. And then this tells us if where they are as far as their brake wear is concerned. So
it's
aware of it. And follow the guidelines.
There you go. Dennis Whittingham, great tips for us concerning the oil change intervals. Don't ignore that. It's like saying, oh, well, I don't care about my teeth. I'm not going to go to the doctor every 6 months for a cleaning, you know, the dentist, I mean. Anyway, Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, great tips about conservation and prevention problems in our cars and trucks and SUVs, too. So tell us about your store.
Well, I wanted to mention before we go that we've got the Help Wanted sign out at Precision Tune.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for a automotive technician, somebody that with some experience. This isn't a job for novices. But if you are an automotive technician, I'll get it out, or know one, make them aware to give us a call. That, along with information, if you want to make an appointment or have a question for us, you can give us a call at 926-9500.
Talk to you next week, Dennis.
All righty. Everybody enjoy this beautiful day, but be safe.